Check two. Come on in, Camille. The Wally Worshers met in the garden early the next morning. Which one of our ideas should we try first? Asked Kendall eagerly, looking at the list in her notebook. It's very sunny today, sighed Ashton, so I guess we'll just have to wait for a rainy day to have our rainy day picnic. Don't worry, said Willa. It's bound to rain sometime, and when it does, we'll have the picnic. I'm here when it rains, said Camille. I'd hate to miss the rainy day picnic. Why would you miss it? My mom sent my sister and me up for ballet every morning. Starting tomorrow, I can only come to the garden in afternoons, said Camille sadly. We'll miss you in the mornings, said Camille. Camille, said Kendall. We'll save all the best fun for the afternoon, said Ashton. Ballet, gushed Emerson. She rose up on one toe and lifted her arms like a ballerina. Now grown up, you'll love it. It'll be wonderful, right? Sure, said Camille, but she didn't sound very sure. Just then, Aunt Miranda appeared carrying a tray of ice pops. Help yourselves, she said to the girls. Thank you, Aunt Miranda, said the girls as they took the ice pops. You're welcome, said Aunt Miranda, waving goodbye as she left. Hey, said Willa. She held her ice pop up to her eye as if it were a magnifying glass and looked at the Willy Wishers fruit. You all look really cool. I see you. Get it? Yes, said Kendall. I see where I see. The girls laughed. But Ashton saw that Camille wasn't smiling or laughing. What's the matter, Camille? Asked Ashton. Are you feeling sad about missing mornings in the garden with us? Camille nodded. I also miss my grandmother, she said. She always brings us ice pops too. But she won't be visiting us this summer. Oh, that is too bad, said Kendall. Before my pet family moved here last fall, we lived near the ocean, and Granny spent the summer with us, said Camille. We went to the beach every day. You must miss the ocean and your grandmother, said Kendall. I've never seen the ocean before. Never seen the ocean, said Will. What's it like? Big, said Camille. The ocean stretches as far as you can see. And the water changes colors all the time. It can look gray, or green, or blue, or silver. Ooh, sighed the girls. Emerson said, it sounds beautiful. It is, said Camille. The sand is hot and the waves are cold and bubbly. They tickle your toes. The girls shivered and giggled and wiggled their toes, thinking about the cold, frothy waves. The water smells salty and fishy. Camille continued. Sometimes you see turtles or crabs or seagulls. If you're really lucky, you could see other sea creatures like dolphins and whales swimming up and then diving back into the water. Splash! All the girls were quiet, imagining the ocean and the sea creatures Camille described. My sister and I used to pretend that we were mermaids, said Camille. We swim through the water as if our legs were a tail. And sometimes we'd whack the water with our feet just to make a big splash. Splash, said Ashton. I even made up mermaid stories to tell Granny, said Camille. Oh, tell us, begged Willa. I used to imagine that I was a mermaid who lived in an underwater garden full of beautiful shells and wavering sequins, said Camille. The water was bubbly and sunny. The seahorses and dolphins and whales were my friends. And we all played together. Sometimes we'd stick our heads up out of the water and peek at the sailboats and at the people on the shore. Ah, sighed the girls, imagining it. Emerson said, Camille, I bet you wish you were a mermaid. Camille nodded. I do, she said. Me too, said Willa and Allison. Dolphin Lake. A telly, says Kendall. Emerson sang to the tune of Roll, Roll, Roll Your Boat. Come on in, Camille. Swim a club with me. Make a wish, have a girl, have a fish splashing in the sea. Camille said, one summer, Granny made a mermaid costume for me, but I outgrew it before we moved. Now my sister says I'm too big to play mermaid anyway. What? Said Emerson. No one is ever too big to play mermaid. Dolphin Italy not, agreed Kendall. Probably your sister was just being crabby, said Willa. She didn't say it to upset you on purpose, said Ashton. Camille knew that her friends were trying to cheer her up with their silly puns. It's okay, she said. I can't play mermaid anymore, even if I did have a mermaid tail. Mermaids can't live on dry land, and the ocean can't fit in Aunt Miranda's garden. When Camille left to go home, Ashton said, Camille sang the sad. Let's try to help her feel better. What can we do? The girls thought for a moment. Suddenly, Willa looked up, grinning. Guess what? She said. I have a whale of a plant.